Two things today. First, the administrative regulatory apparatus is not just out of control at the federal level. It has serious problems in Texas, too, from the Austin American-Statesman. In a judicial scolding that attorneys and law experts said was unlike anything they'd seen, a panel of Texas judges ruled this month that the Health and Human Services Commission's Office of Inspector General's Medicaid fraud case against dentist Cheryl Roden was so weak that as punishment, the state agency must pay every dollar Roden spent defending herself over the past 2 years, about $380,000. The paper's story is a much bigger one on how badly these administrative law functionaries or bureaucrats have performed on this and similar cases. The second topic is about the biker gang shootout in Waco Sunday, which left numerous dead and injured. Think about the situation. The police were aware these criminal motorcycle gangs were likely to make trouble, and both the DPS and Waco police were already staffed up with expectation before anything happened. A lesson is that even increased law enforcement will not stop evildoers from their deadly tasks, such as a lesson about campus CHL and other restrictions upon concealed carry of a firearm. My understanding is the Waco Twin Peaks location in which the shooting began is a 51% location which prohibits concealed carry by the law-abiding. Yet even with more police present, the criminals had no problem having and using firearms inside. As with all gun restrictions, all the 51% rule did was disarm the law-abiding. I'm Robert Pratt. Join me here for Pratt on Texas weekdays at 5 p.m.